There's a sound you hear a lot when, say, you're at the opera. In fact, let's say it's the sound of classical singing. The characteristic wobble, for want of a better word, in the sound is called vibrato. Actually, Italian for vibration. Yes, it's used a lot in instrumental music, say on a violin or a flute. But it's in singing that it really comes into its own. For the last 400 years or so, any opera singer worth their salt has used a lot of vibrato. So why? Is it just for show? A flouncy flourish on the music? I'm not a singer, so I thought I'd get some help on this one. Greta Bradman, ABC classic presenter and soprano extraordinaire. So Greta, why do singers wobble?
Do we wobble?
Why? Well, not physically, but why that? Let me put
which
this straight.
Which parts of us wobble,
let
Russell? What are you trying to tell me?
Here. Sorry, let's ask Greta Bradman, why do sopranos' voices wobble when they sing?
Okay, well, do you know what? When the vibrato, so that wobble in the voice, a.k.a. vibrato, that helps you sort of transmit sound over distance. So it actually protects the voice against, you know, what otherwise would cause a lot of vocal strain. It's part of the body's mechanism to produce a large volume of sound without doing any damage. And the secret is to keep the frequencies, the sound frequencies, all lined up. A nice sort of tight wobble to the sound.
So it's not just for show. Greta Bradman, thanks for setting me straight. Singers use that wobble, that vibrato, not just for its beauty, but for the power and clarity it gives the voice.